Each team with two hits as the 2-1. Swing and a miss inside as Paulson does well to even the count up back at 2 and work his way back in this count. Johannes, big leadoff, has the 2-2, swinging a ground ball that goes into Degatti at third, and he doesn't field it in time, mishandles the ball. As Jorge Degatti, frustrating play there for him. Ball was in his glove, wasn't able to get the ball out of his glove in time, instead dropped the ball, and, well, that cost him. So Overbeek stands at first, Johannes at second. And an error there for the Rafters here on this wet and muggy day as Andy Nelson out of the University of Iowa is due up as he foul tips one back behind home plate. Nelson DHing today. He's had 3 RBIs, batting at 222. No balls, a strike. DO one from Paulson. Curveball comes down low for a strike. So Nick is ahead in the count, 0-2. Nobody down. Schnucks have two runners on. The 0-2 from Paulson comes inside, but a bit down low for a ball, 1-2. A 1-2 count. Rafters committed an error from Degatti as the 2-2, swinging a shallow ground ball that just goes foul and pulls away. Degatti and Paulson were both running after that on the left field line. 1-2 count still. As Nelson plays his collegiate ball in the Big Ten for Iowa. One and two count. The right-hander, Andy Nelson, will step back into the box. Paulson comes set. Kicks and serves the 1-2. Swinging a bouncer over to Broussard at second. The throw from Conniff over at first. Gervich can't handle it. So a runner advances to third. Overbeek gets out at second. Johannes at third, and Andy Nelson at first. So one down, and Drew Townsend's due up. Townsend out of Missouri State, and a guy that's had 3 RBIs, batting a 240. Infield having a word with each other. Levi Jensen, the leader of this infield group, talking to all his players and teammates. He sees everything behind home plate. Rafters have hurt themselves. So two runners on as Nelson stands at first. Johannes at third. And only one down. Schnucks have 3 hits compared to the Rafters 2. First pitch on the way from Paulson. No balls, a strike. Only one down here in the bottom of the second. As the 0-1, Paulson down low, throws ankle-high fastball on the left edge. So a ball and one strike with one out. Drew Townsend didn't play yesterday as the pickoff attempt over at first, and Nelson slides back to the bag in time. One count with one out. The 1-1, swinging a ball popped up into shallow left center. Coming under it is the shortstop in Broussard, who looks back to see if Johannes is getting home, but decides to stay put. So Johannes at third, Nelson remains at first. And we return to Sam Miedenbauer. who didn't play yesterday, but a guy that's had success against the Rafters, slotted in at first base today. Batting a 320 with five RBIs. Two down for the Rafters. Are they able to hold the Chinook scoreless in this inning? Meinbauer out of Milwaukee School of Engineering. Paulson sets in for a ball, and he's down on the count 1-0. Two outs. One ball and no strikes. Setting and serving the 1-0 outside for a ball as Jensen throws it over to first to Gervich, and Gervich dropped the ball, but Johannes thought about going home for a sec, but decided to stay put. So 2-0 count, two down. Meinbauer, the right-hander, sets in. Paulson delivers. 2-0 ball popped into the right field side. Coming under it is the first baseman, and Gervich, can he get there? That goes out into the bleachers. So thought about it for a moment. 2-1, a 2-0 count still. 2-1 count, excuse me. What, two outs? Rafters committed an error. Jorge Degatti wasn't able to field the ball on third. As Paulson sets the 2-1, swinging a grounder over to Degatti at third this time, and the throw across the diamond right on time to Gurevich. So the Rafters do not allow a run as we head to the top of the third here on WFHR. They still lead 2-0. We'll be back in a moment.
If you are a firearms enthusiast, Dixon Gun Shop LLC in Nakusa is a name to know and trust. At Dixon Gun Shop, they buy, sell, and trade firearms, ensuring you'll always find the perfect piece for your collection. And here's something special. They're a proud veteran-owned business committed to serving their community with honor and integrity. Whether you're a seasoned shooter or a first-time buyer, they'll assist you every step of the way. Dixon Gun Shop LLC, 328 Market Street, Nakusa, or call 715-886-4867. That's 715-886-4867.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
If you've been listening, you know you can get your free credit report at annualcreditreport.com. But how do you use it? Paying attention to key pieces of information on the report, including your personal information, open credit accounts, and credit inquiries, can help you not only understand your credit standing and catch any errors, but regularly checking your credit report may also help you identify potential fraud or identity theft. Go to annualcreditreport.com to get started with your free credit report, and keep listening for more tips. This message has been brought to you by the United Way of Southwood and Adams County's Financial Stability Coalition.
Now, back to more Wisconsin Rapids Rafters baseball on WFHR.
Top of the third we go as the Rafters lead 2-0 as Levi Jensen in the bottom of the order is due up. So Jensen, Rogers, and Conniff are up to bat in this inning as Jensen, the North Alabama product, yesterday went 0-for-3 as he swings and grounds a ball into Ball, who drops the ball as he's throwing to first and doesn't get it in time to Meinbauer. So Cody Ball, just a mistake on his end as he commits the first error for the Chinooks.
The right fielder, Brandon Rogers.
So Brandon Rogers, top of the order. Jensen, the leadoff at first. Chinooks have three hits, so the Rafters two. The Rafters lead, though, 2-0. Set from Ball, the 2-0 inside. One ball and no strikes. So Cody Ball wasn't able to field That ball just slipped it off his hands as the 1-0 swinging a drive into left field and dropping in and reaching out, not making the catch in time was Johannes. So Rogers gets a hit and a much needed one for him to boost his confidence. A guy that went 0 for 4 yesterday. So two runners on here for the Rafters. And Chris Conniff is up. So Jensen at second. Rogers at first. One oh count here. Each team with three hits and each team with an error. Conniff, who struck out swinging on his last at bat, as ball throws over to Ressler at short, making sure Jensen gets back to the bag. Coming set and serving is Cody Ball, the 1-0 way inside that hits the back of Chris Conniff. Conniff will take first. Rogers will move to second. The North Alabama product, Levi Jensen, at third. So the Rafters, bases juiced, and nobody out. Prime position here for Wisconsin Rapids to really make their mark on this game early. Garrett Broussard is due up, who grounded out in his last at-bat. Set the pitch inside as Broussard swinging a miss, 0-1. No balls, one strike. The 0-1 count inside as Rogers foul tips one backside, 0-2. No 2 count. A windy and rainy evening. Ball will come set. Serve the 0-2. Outside, Broussard went after it. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Slams the bat in disapproval. He knows he shouldn't have gone for that ball, but instead he was struck out. So one down for the Chinooks. As Jack Gervich, who was walked in his last at bat, is due up. Guy that had two RBIs yesterday. Is he able to do something similar right now? Bases juice, one out, ball delivers in for a ball 1-0. Conniff at first, Rogers at second, and the catcher, Levi Jensen, stands at third. Rafters up 2-0. They have a chance to add to this lead as the 1-0 from Ball. Inside, a breaking ball, but two balls and no strikes. So, Gervich doing well to stay in this count and stay ahead. Ball likes it and serves a 2-0 down low. Way outside, so three balls and no strikes. Rafters one ball away from going up 3-0. So the left-hander, Cody Ball, struggling here. Sets, winds, and delivers a 3-0 across the plate for a strike. Three balls and one strike. As he's trying to fight back in this count. One down, but bases are loaded. The 3-1 inside on popped on the backside in foul territory, so 3-2. Count. So Cody Ball has done well to fight himself back in this count. Full count with one out. Ball sets, winds up, and delivers as Gervich drives one, heading back towards right center field, and drops in the glove of the right fielder, Kutwe. But getting home is Jensen as the Rafters take a 3-0 lead. Conniff stays at first. Tagging up is Rogers. He gets to third. And the Rafters up 3-0 off of a sack fly from Gervich. Ty Johnson due up, who flew out in his last at-bat. His first pitch comes down low. So two down here, but the Rafters get a run. Up 3-0 as one ball and no strikes. Sets. Ball glances at first and delivers the 1-0 down low for a ball. Two and oh count, two outs. The 2-0 right down the plate for a strike. 2-1 now. Rafters an important run as the 2-1 inside, and that hits the back of Ty Johnson. So Johnson will take first. Conniff, who was already attempting to steal, will take second. And once again, the bases are loaded here with two down.
Designated hitter.
So Matt Olive will step in, the right-handed batter who grounded out in his last at-bat. Rafters two runs in the top of the second, and they have a run here in the top of the third. Ball swing, ball delivers as Olive pops one up on the right side and coming under it. And making the catch is the right fielder, Kutwe. So Rafters get a run, and they take the lead as they...
Our hands are very important to a rewarding life.
Rafters
Think
Baseball
about your hands.
Is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones Financial Advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you prevent wildfires.
Dude, I've got this. I've been camping since I was 5 years old.
But I am a camping influencer.
You know what? I'll bet you $5. Assistant Smokey, what is the best way to put out a campfire?
To put out a campfire, drown with water, stir, drown again, then make sure the fire is out cold by feeling with the back of your hand.
Wait, really?
I'll take the $5.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to the Rafters here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
Oh, okay, you have one more try. You have to push hard against the wind. Oh, and you got a spare. Congratulations, you are a winner.
Fans, don't forget to check out the Chinooks Playground, brought to you by Rainbow Play.
We turn to the top of the bottom of the third here on WFHR as, well, the Rafters is able to get a run off of a sack fly from Jack Gervich that sent Jensen home. As there was bases loaded once again, but Matt Olive flew out to right field. So Gabe Ressler, as we turn to the top of the order, will be due up, a guy that had a base hit on his last at-bat out of Madison College. The Chinooks playing down as yesterday in this position, they were up 3-0. So the Rafters returning the favor, but there is a long game to be played. Each team with three hits, each team with an error. So Paulson comes set, the 1-0, as the ball popped into right field side, and reaching out and making the grab is Jack Gervich, the first baseman. one down. Gervich has had a busy day out there. A guy that's been having to make catches both, you know, when it's been in foul territory and in fair play. Joey Spence, who flew out in his last at-bat, the left-hander, had a Notre Dame as Paulson comes set and the check swing and did fully come across with Spence. He's down on the count 0-1. One out. The 0-1 from Paulson upstairs for a ball, 1-1. The 1-1. Swing and a miss. Upstairs for a strike, 1-2. So Nick Paulson ahead of the count. And in the bottom of the third, one down for the Rafters. Two runs in the top of the second, and then one run in the top of the third as swinging a bouncer over to Broussard, the shortstop. The throw over to first is right on time for the second out. So Garrett Broussard also has been busy out there as well today, catching flyouts and getting ground balls as Tag Gollert, the Missouri State product, will step in and got a base hit on his last at-bat. Gollert slotted in at third base today as Paulson comes across, throws a strike, 0-1. Gollert, a guy that went 2-for-5 yesterday with a double as he swings and misses outside for a strike, 0-2. The 0-2. Swinging a driven ball back towards the left fielder in Logan Hugo, who reaches out and makes an easy grab. So the Rafters have a 3-up and 3-down inning as we head to the top of the fourth. Rafters 3-0. We'll be back in a moment.
It's described as fresh, a little fancy, cozy, affordable, comfortable. And veterans, teachers, construction workers, cashiers, receptionists, and you will enjoy the daily specials and deals at El Cafe. It's now open in Port Edwards. The owner of El Cafe can't wait to share his dream journey of an all-new restaurant with you. El Cafe, serving breakfast and lunch Tuesday through Sunday, 7 a.m. until 2 p.m. Enjoy El Cafe, now open at 221 Market Avenue in Port Edwards, next to the police station.
So, have you done sports?
Yes.
What about weather?
Done that.
I've got it! The moon!
Hey everybody, you're listening to James Help Seth pick the next theme for this week's Seth Faces the Music. It's on Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. on locally grown radio, WFHR. The problem is, he's done so many shows already, it's getting tough to find the next group of songs. Don't worry though, it'll be fine.
Yeah, alright, you got me, I give up.
That's it! The theme for the next Seth Faces the Music will be...
A tree can be a warrior, battling global challenges with greater courage. A tree can be a solution, cleaning our air, supporting our communities, and protecting our wildlife. A tree can be noble, growing hope in every corner of the world. That's why now is the time for trees. Millions of trees. Join our planting movement at arborday.org.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR Wisconsin Rapids.
The top of the fourth we go as the Rafters lead 3-0, and the guy that has been responsible, Logan Hugo, who had an RBI triple and sent a runner home. So Hugo due up as he sees a ball down low, 1-0. Rafters have done excellent to even up this, well, to lead as down low. They've done excellent to lead, and they've had some big hits and some excellent base running. So 2-0 count. Ball will come set. Serve the 2-0. Upstairs And Hugo way ahead in the count here early. 3-0. So a 3-0 count. As ball comes set. Way outside for ball number four. So four straight balls for Cody Ball as Hugo will take first. And a leadoff walk here for the Rafters. So Hugo's had two at-bats and has been on base twice. As Degatti, who had an RBI that sent Hugo home, but unfortunately got out at second. The run already counted as he made a questionable choice to head two as upstairs for a ball 1-0. So top of the fourth here after his lead 3-0. Hugo stands off at first. A 1-0 count. Sets and serves for Cody as throws right across the plate for a strike. Spence thought about throwing it over to first, but Hugo was already there, so he leads off at first. 1-1 count here on Jorge Degatti, the Indiana product, and a Miami, Florida, the 1-1 as Hugo goes two, and the throw way over from Meinbauer, and that rolls into left field. So the throw from first to second way off, and Hugo takes second, tips his cap off. Definitely a poor throw from Meinbauer. 1-1 count. Nobody down. Hugo stands at second. The throw from Ball, the 1-1 outside edge as Spence dropped it and the ball rolled in front of him, but reached out and made the grab. So two balls and a strike. Two and one. Hugo. The leadoff as Degatti out of Miami. Only had seven appearances for the Hoosiers this season as the 2-1. Swing and a miss down low. 2-2 count. Degatti wearing number 18 for the Rafters came in on Sunday. Made his first appearance last night. Hugo stands, leads off Cody Ball, looking at second, delivers a 2-2 as Degatti way outside, swing and a miss for strike three and out number one. So not what Degatti would have liked.
The catcher,
Levi. So Levi Jensen, who grounded into the third baseman, but he made an error, so Levi Jensen was able to get to first. He got home today, so he's part of one of the three runs. One down as the throw from Ball back over to the second baseman in Overbeek, but getting back there in time was Hugo. One out. 3-0 count, 3-0 lead for the Rafters. Outside for Cody Ball, so he throws ball 1-0. Spence coming out here to have a visit with Cody. Top of the fourth here, one down. Rafters have done well. They've had three hits, but some excellent base running and some timely RBIs. Ball comes set, winds up and serves the 1-0. Paints the right edge for a strike, 1-1. One out, one ball, and one strike. The 1-1. Outside for a ball, 2-1. Two balls, one strike. Left-hander of Cody Ball sets and serves as Jensen fouls back on the netting. So, 2-2 count. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Rafters lead 3-0. They've had three hits. Along with the Chinooks as the 2-2 down low and away. Three balls and two strikes. Jensen, a guy who went 0-for-3 yesterday and was walked and struck out. Has a chance to get the 3-2 way upstairs. As a wild pitch, and Hugo thought about going for a second, but ball number four. So Hugo remains at second. Jensen gets to first, and two runners on here with one out.
The right fielder.
So Brandon Rogers is due up. We return to the top of the order. He's 1-for-2 today. Trevor Cho coming out and having a word with Cody Ball in his infield. First base coach for the Rafters, Brian Dyer, having a word with Levi Jensen. As Orlando Rodriguez, the third base coach, stands at third, having some chatter with Hugo. Infield meeting on the mound in the Rafters. Now the Chinooks right where they want them, up 3-0 and putting the pressure on here in the top of the fourth. So ball remains on the mound as Overbeek tapping him on the back saying it's all good and we'll be okay here. Just got to get these batters out. And as Brandon Rogers due up, top of the order, our right fielder. Rogers batting at 255. He did not get a hit yesterday, but he had a run on four at-bats as ball comes and sets as swinging a bouncer over to Cody Ball, who flips it under the glove right at first to Meinbauer, but that advances their runners. Jensen gets to second. Hugo gets to third. Here we're two down.
Second baseman, Chris
Conniff. So Chris Conniff, two up. Conniff, who was hit by pitch and struck out swinging today. First pitch on the way as Conniff swings and drives a ball into center field, and coming under it and making the catch is Drew Townsend for the third out. So the Rafters still lead 3-0 as we head to the bottom of the fourth here on WFHR. We'll be back in a moment.
Hi, I'm Kirsten from Pentatonix. We've all learned how to cope with more time alone. With more time spent isolated or at home, the need for companionship has grown. If you've considered adding a pet to your family, please check with your local shelters and foster organizations. Stray pet numbers have grown immensely over the past several years, and the trauma caused to these animals is devastating. Adopt pets, they need us more than we know. This message is courtesy of the United States Air Force.
What's your favorite thing about a good movie? What makes the perfect song? And what's it about the first lines of a book that will snatch our attention? If these questions intrigued your artsy interest, you don't want to miss Director's Cut on WFHR every Sunday night from 8 to 9. Your WFHR program director, James, and head of production, Seth, will be diving into the local arts and entertainment, hot topic movies, hidden gems, and more. Audience feedback and requests are encouraged for this fun and open conversation about art in all its forms. It's art artists supporting artists, in their own words.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
Let's get back to Rafters Baseball here on WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids.
that Caleb and Gavin are our winners.
Bottom of the fourth, we go as Rafters lead 3-0. And a pitching change is in store for Wisconsin Rapids as Hayden Cody, Cal State Northridge product, will be getting his second appearance on the mound. So Cody, a guy that hasn't been used a ton, but he's at 3 1/3 innings pitched, and he hasn't had a strikeout on 10 batters faced. He hasn't allowed a run or a hit either. Just has a game played where he pitched against Wausau. So Cody will step in, and, well, Adam Cuteway, the right-handed batter who flew out in his last at-bat at a University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. Each team with three hits, each team with an error, but the Rafters with the all-important statistic of leading 3-0. Bottom four here, Aiden Cody. Rising redshirt sophomore out of Mission Viejo, California. So Cody will come set. Serve his first pitch, and yeah, swing and a miss right down the plate. On a fastball, 0-1. No balls, one strike. As the 0-1, swing and a miss once again right down the plate for the same pitch as he's ahead in the count, 0-2. No balls, two strikes. Cody sets and serves as swinging a bounced ball on the left field side in foul territory. Count remains at 0-2. So Adam Cuteway, a guy that went 0-for-4 yesterday, but had a run and was walked, so he was able to cross home plate. He faces an 0-2 count. Cody sets and serves as ball driven on the right field side in foul territory, out of play. Owen 2 here, bottom of the fourth. Cody sets and serves. Curveball way inside and back and away. It was hit by the pitch. It was Cuteway. So Cuteway will take first. That was a bailout there. Hayden Cody was ahead in the count. Couldn't find another strike. So Cuteway will take first. And this brings up Will Johannes, who got a base hit. So Johannes playing left field today, and a guy that played first base yesterday. Cody sets and serves, a swing and a driven ball that pulled into the right field side, and coming under it and making the catch is the center fielder Ty Johnson for one down. So retreating back to the bag is Cuteway. So Josh Overbeek is due up. Overbeek, who got a base hit. Out of Cisco Junior College. Hayden Cody sets and serves inside for a ball, a strike, 0-1. One down. A leadoff from Cuteway at first as Cody sets in and throws a ball, 1-1. One count with one out, the 1-1 upstairs and away for a ball, 2-1. Cody glances over at first, a leadoff from Cuteway as he picks off and throws it to Gervich, but sliding just back in time was Kootway. 2-1, one out. One down low, swinging a ground ball over to Conniff. The throw at second to Broussard. The throw back to first, and a double play for the Rafters. A 4-6-3 double play, exactly what they needed as we head to the top of the fifth inning. Rafters lead 3-0. We'll be back in a moment.
Go yard this summer with cool cash rebates from Comfort Air Heating, Cooling, Fireplaces, a proud partner of your Wisconsin Rapids Rafters. Right now, you can upgrade to a new Bryant AC and get up to $1,350 in rebates and rewards on qualifying models. It's a surefire way to beat the summer heat and walk off in style. Comfort Air, your local experts, doing whatever it takes to keep you comfortable.
Hurry, this offer is good until the end of June. Get started now by visiting comfortair.biz. That's comfort, A-I-R-E.
Hey, baseball fans, are you ready to swing for the fences in your career instead of warming the bench? By joining Skyward's award-winning team, you'll put education technology solutions into the hands of school leaders who serve over 7 million students around the world. Innovation, collaboration, and fun are all a part of the Skyward culture. So what are you waiting for? Step up to the plate and apply today at www.skyward.com/careers.
Saddle up, buckaroos. It's time to start the cattle drive with Trail Tunes, the new cowboy, western, and south of the border show on WisCountry 105.5 WIRI. Every Thursday from 7 to 8 p.m., join me, Gene, Roy, Tex, and Rex with songs of lonesome cowboys, wicked rustlers, and sighing senoritas. From the sons of the pioneers to riders in the sky, Trail Tunes will have you wishing for those wide open spaces. Every Thursday from 7 to 8, only on WisCountry 105.5.
Let's get back to the game here on WFHR.
Top of the fifth, we go as the Rafters lead 3-0, and a pitching change is in store for the Chinooks as Graydon Tashner out of Illinois State University and a rising freshman, rising sophomore out of Neenah, Wisconsin. So Tashner will be getting, cleaning up what Ball has left. Cody Ball allowed three hits and three runs as Garrett Broussard will be leading off for the Rafters. So Broussard, who grounded out and struck out swinging in both of his at-bats. 0-for-2 today, looking to get his first hit as he fouls back behind home plate. Out of play for a strike 0-1. No balls, one strike. Tashner sets and serves the Illinois State product down low for a ball, 1-1. One count. Tashner serves, and that ball popped up on the right side out of play. 1-2 count. One ball, two strikes. Tashner comes set, serves the 1-2, a swing and a miss. Right down the plate for strike three as Garrett Broussard missed a little bit late. So Tashner starts his day off with a strikeout.
First baseman.
So Jack Gervich is due up. Was walked and had an RBI flyout to right field. As Gervich drives one, sends one back towards the right center field, and back behind Townsend, rounding first, heading for second, as Jack Gervich, a big hit for the San Diego product once again.
Center fielder.
So Gervich stands at second.
Ty Johnson.
And Ty Johnson due up. What a hit there for Jack. continuing his impressive play. He started the season off with six at-bats. He had three hits. He was batting a 500 at one point. His first at-bat of the season, he had a two-run shot. So a guy that has a lot of talent, a lot of confidence. His ball thrown outside for Tashner. 1-0. Gervich, a big leadoff at second. Tashner glances over. Comes set, serves the 1-0 on Johnson as Johnson lines one out on the right field side, out of play. One count. The 1-1. Breaking ball comes low and down and out of the zone for a ball 2-1. Two balls, one strike, one out. Gervich gets the Rafters' fourth hit of the game as he doubles. Three balls and one strike now. Gervich with an RBI flyout and then bombs the ball into center field. As the 3-1, Johnson drives one out on the right field side, 3-2. So one down and a full count. Three balls, two strikes. The 3-2 inside for a ball. So that's ball number four. Johnson will take first. And Gervich stands at second. So two runners on here for the Rafters. This brings up Matt Olive, who's 0-for-2 today with a ground out and a fly out. Wasn't in the lineup yesterday. Looking to get the Rafters' fifth hit. Gervich was responsible for the fourth. As Tashner sets in and delivers the ball way up and out of the zone, he's down on the count 1-0. Well, the Rafters is able to add to this lead. There's a 1-0 count here. The 1-0. A strike across the plate as the ball thrown from Spence way up over as Overbeek had to come and reach out and make the catch at second. So 1-1 count with one out. Johnson leads off at first. One out. The 1-1. Swing and a miss outside. 1-2 here. One and two count. The 1-2 outside for a ball 2-2. Comes on the right edge, so two count, two balls and two strikes. The 2-2 upstairs and just a bit out of the zone for a ball. So a full count with one out. Top of the fifth. After his lead, 3-0. Johnson leads off at first. And then at second is Gervich. One out. The 3-2. And stolen bases as the Rafters see ball number four for Olive. And, well, Johnson gets the second. And Gervich gets the third. So bases juice with one out.
Now batting. It's the beer batter, number six.
So Logan Hugo has already had an RBI triple today. Can he get another one? One down for the Rafters. Bases are loaded. Hugo sets in as Tashner kicks, winds up, and fires. Bit outside for a ball, 1-0. Rafters on the verge of extending their lead. The 1-0. Strike on the right edge, 1-1. The 1-1. Curveball right up in the zone for a strike, 1-2. So Tashner ahead in the count. Bases juice for the Rafters. The 1-2. Swing and a miss upstairs for strike number three. So two down for the Chinooks. Rafters need a hit here. As, well, Jorge Degatti, the Indiana product, who had an RBI, but he was out at second. Run still counted to send Hugo home. He also struck out swinging. As a strike across the plate for Tashner, he's ahead in the count 0-1. Tashner sets and serves the 0-1. Down low and out of the zone for a ball, 1-1. One ball and one strike. Windy and rainy here at Capco Park and Moonlight Graham Field. Scattered rain, but it has been coming down all day. As the 1-1, curveball right down the plate, 1-2. So Tashner on the verge of getting back-to-back strikeouts and getting the Chinooks out of this jam. Tashner sets, serves, the 1-2 outside, and just barely foul tipped from Degatti. He got it on the backside of the bat. A couple inches away from getting the Chinooks their third out. Two outs, a ball and two strikes, the 1-2. Swing and a miss outside. So back-to-back strikeouts for Tashner. And Graydon Tashner, much, much needed for his confidence as the Rafters had bases juice, not able to get any runs as we head to the bottom of the fifth here on WFHR.
If you have sustained an injury or have joint pain, you may need Wisconsin River Orthopedics. After a thorough examination, you may be prescribed therapy. Wisconsin River Orthopedics features their own in-house therapy center, staffed by experienced occupational and physical therapy professionals. If you need surgery for your ailment from one of their four surgeons, you may need therapy afterwards. Call 715-424-1881 or go to wroinstitute.com. 715-424-1881. Relieving pain and restoring lives.
Rafters Baseball is brought to you by Sharon Zeman, Sky Manning, Clay Kanoki, and Joe Arnold, your Wisconsin Rapids Edward Jones financial advisors. Learn how they can help you reach your financial goals. Visit edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC.
Data shows that after a child turns 9 in foster care, they are much less likely to be adopted. But the Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption believes every child is adoptable.
Families, if you're able to let your hair down a little bit, there's a lot to learn from teenagers.
The clock is ticking for teens at risk of aging out of foster care. Learn how you can help at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
Now, let's get back to exciting Rafters baseball here on WFHR.
Let's hear it for our minnows.
We return to the bottom of the fifth inning. Raptors 3, Chinook 0. As back-to-back strikeouts from Graydon Tashner, Raptors with bases juiced were unable to get another run in. But we return for the Chinooks on the home side of things as they have not gotten their first run. Raptors 4 hits, Chinooks 3. Each team with an error as Andy Nelson is due up the Iowa products with a base hit. So Cody will come set and serve on the inside as that ball foul tipped on the inside of the bat, 0-1. Umpire having a word with Hayden Cody at the mound. All turf field except for the mound where it is dirt. No balls and a strike. Andy Nelson out of the University of Iowa, the right-hander. Cody will set. Kick, wind up and serve on the down low for a ball, 1-1. Comes on the right side. Each with a ball and a strike. The 1-1. Inside for a ball, 2-1. The 2-1 down low for us, trying 2-2. Cody doing well to get back in the count. 2-2 count here for Hayden Cody. Ball behind his back as he serves right across the plate on the upstairs part of the zone for strike number 3. So Hayden Cody leading off here this inning with a strikeout and much needed for the Raptors. They have one down. So Drew Townsend will step in, the left-hander, who slotted in at center field today. Cody sets in and throws a ball, 1-0. Chinook's 2 errors compared to the Raptors' 1. Cody already with a strikeout. An inning and third innings pitched as the 1-0 curveball way up in the shoulder of Townsend as he sees a ball, 2-0. Nick Paulson came in before this with 12 batters faced. He had no strikeouts, but he didn't allow any runs on 3 hits. Cody, the 2-0. Down low and out of the zone for a ball, 3-0. Right across the plate for a strike, 3-1. Hayden Cody sets and serves the 3-1 down and away, but it is in the strike zone, 3-2. Just on the painting, the downstairs part of the zone. So Cody fighting back and working in this count. Sees it at full. The 3-2. Inside for a strike. So how about that? Back-to-back strikeouts for Hayden Cody. 2 down for the Raptors here in the bottom of the fifth. As some Chinook fans aren't happy about that.
Number 23,
an unbelievable pitch there from Hayden Cody and working back in the count. 3 straight balls and then follows it up with 3 straight strikes. Sam Edenbauer,